This show furnished by Sid Levine.
Hello, everybody. This is Sid Levine, and this is the Sid Levine Show. And we're going to enjoy ourselves. Get ready for a great hour. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Liz Fuller. How you doing, Liz?
I'm good, Sid. I had a great week. How was your week?
Fantastic. It was just fantastic. So what'd you do this week?
I don't know. When somebody asked me that question, I think, what did I actually do? I don't know. I live so in the moment. I can't even remember yesterday.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. Well, I did my thing with my agency, and we booked some people, had some fun, and had a great time. And I'm just so excited. I'm just like in shock. I have a daytime soap opera legendary actress here. It is my pleasure to introduce Jackie Zeman. Yeah. Jackie, how you doing?
Hey, Sid. Hey, Liz. Thank you for having me on. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I can't even explain how excited I am.
This is the true meaning of Sunday Funday. See, I got up this morning. I went straight into my kitchen. I pushed the button, got my coffee, and I hashtag Sunday Funday on with Sid Levine tonight.
I'm so excited Jacqueline's here. I'm kind of like, wow. Yeah, you know, I'm still new in America. I'm like an immigrant. You can obviously tell from the British accent. Right. And I feel sat next to Jacqueline. I'm actually sat with somebody that's been in Hollywood. Like you, Sid, you got over 32 years, right?
Yeah.
Being an agent.
Uh-huh.
And Jacqueline, you must have seen people come and go. You probably have walked so many red carpets. Probably it's Emmy night. I'm sure you've been to the Emmys a few times.
I was in the Emmy's gifting suite all day yesterday. That's always a fun thing.
Ooh, how is that?
You know, trick or treat for grown-ups. For those of you who've never been there, they give you a big bag, and then you just walk around.
You'd fill
and
it.
People give you things. Yes, it's nice.
You didn't bring any with you.
You didn't get two of anything, did you? They say that with the Oscars gifting suite, sometimes you get holidays and you get what diamond watches. What's the best thing in the gifting suites that you've got?
Oh, over all the years? I like what? I've never gotten a diamond watch, but I've gotten some nice watches. As a woman, I like jewelry, shoes. I like when they do shoes and skincare. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, skincare's the best, I think, isn't it? Best freebies.
I like jewelry and I like shoes.
Not skincare, Sid?
No, I should like skincare, but I don't. I should get into that a little bit.
Yeah, more men should. I like to buy my brother skincare.
Really? I have dry skin. Why am I talking about my skin?
I have no idea. Okay. Let's move back to Jacqueline and her
career. Nobody wants to know about my skin, trust me. Big time, trust me. So Jackie, you're from New Jersey.
Yes, Jersey girl.
And New Jersey.
Through and through.
Okay. And you are a dancer. Did you start as a dancer?
A million years ago when I was young, I was a dancer. In my heart and my spirit, I'm still a dancer, but I don't dance anymore.
I think if you were a dancer, you never lose it. I was a dancer. You don't lose it.
You keep, that's true.
You know how to twerk.
We feel it, but there's no more point shooter jumping up, you know,
yes.
Flying through the air anymore.
So you were a dancer and you went basically all over the world dancing, right?
I did.
In the beginning of your career. How did it start? How did you become Jackie Zeman, the actress?
Oh, in school. I went to public school. You know, when I was growing up and I was in all the plays. Right. My first ever was, I was in kindergarten and we did, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and I was the narrator. And I narrated the whole thing because the teacher, I was 5 years old, and the teacher said to my mother, she can remember the lines. I tell her what to say, and she does it the same every time to connect the little scenes that the kids were doing.
Wow, I love that. In my school play, they want me to play the tree. that damaged me as a child.
They asked me to leave the room. So I
got to be Puck once, Robin Goodfellow, in Midsummer Night's Dream, and that was a production when I was a little older. And I had a tree costume with all the leaves. You know, the puck kind of, it was really
so fun. If you've never played a tree, you never really acted. That's what we're learning, right?
So how did it happen? Professionally.
I took, my mom drove me to dancing lessons, you know, every day for years. I started when I was very young, five years old.
Oh.
And, then, you know, was in all of the plays, through school and was dancing. And then all of a sudden, I graduated from high school early. Mm-hmm. And I, got a dance scholarship to NYU, New York University, when I was 15 years old.
Great.
So I went there as a dance major and, only for 1 year, then switched to pre-med, went for another year in pre-med and was still dancing to earn money.
Pre-med, did you want to be a doctor?
Yes, I was thinking of being a doctor. I was torn between the science of being a doctor and the creative fun stuff of being an actress. And I, it was really hard. I was like back and forth. I didn't know.
I represent a few doctors that have cut my heart out.
I love it.
So Jackie, so you were a professional dancer and then to get into the soap opera world in New York, you did, was it One Life to Live or?
Yeah.
Days of Our Lives.
My first one was Edge of Night. Okay. I was just on for like a day or two as an airline stewardess. I worked with Tony Craig and Dixie Carter.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was pretty amazing. I don't know. Did that. And then I went to an audition. I went to an audition to be on Ryan's Hope. See, in those days, the soaps were like the all in all. You know, and
sure.
I watched soaps when I was a little girl with my mama and my grandma. So I was sitting in a bagel nosh one day with my boyfriend at the time, who later became my husband, Murray Kaufman, Murray the K, who was on radio.
Wow.
And we're sitting there. I'm like, I think I want to be on a soap opera. At the time I was working, running these health clubs, Elaine Powers Figure Salons that used to be in New York. And I was the manager of these figure salons. And I was like, I think I want to be on a soap opera. I thought they were half an hour long. I thought you only had to work a half an hour a day. You just go to work, you're on for half an hour, and then you're done. That works for me.
So was that, I mean, looking back, wanting to be in a soap opera is such a big thing, really, isn't it? But some people have aspirations of wanting to be in films. Were you always a soap opera fan? Was that your thing?
Yes, because I liked the stability of being able to live at home. I'm a real homebody. Mm. So the idea of being in a film and living in a trailer and living all over the world didn't appeal to me as much.
I think you're more sensible.
I liked coming home at night. And then later, I have two daughters who are, you know, grown now. But all these years on the soap opera, General Hospital, 40 years. I've been on 40 years.
How many episodes?
Oh,
over 5,000?
More, maybe 7,000.
Like, wow.
7,000 episodes.
A lot of episodes.
That's mind-boggling.
can we talk about your first audition for General Hospital? So obviously you were based in New York. Did you then at some point think, right, I've got to get over to L.A.? Is that how it worked? Were you drawn to L.A. or was there agents pulling you over here back then?
No, well, I'd been working in South America as a dancer, and came back to the States and then was booking some work as a dancer in New York. And, commercials, my first commercial, I was a tomato. My first job. That's how I got my SAG card. I was a tomato. And because I was a dancer, I had a tomato all over my head and I had green tights and I had a tap dance around a ketchup bottle on the commercial.
Is there any way we can find this?
Oh my God, that's great.
So, and then I
was it well paid?
It was, well, it was.
I bet it was back then.
I was the only principal in it, but I don't remember how much it was, but I did make a lot in.
Do you get recognized back then as the tomato?
No, because my face didn't show. The tomato was over my whole head. It was just my legs.
Really? And you still
and
got
the tap
residuals.
Shoes that you saw.
Oh, that's great.
And then my second audition, but I got was my first audition ever, and I got it. My second audition ever was for Jergens soap commercial, and I got it. And I remember going in, and it was at Cunningham & Welsh was the ad agency, and I went in, and I walked in, and there was all these gorgeous women. Like, they looked like you, Liz.
Oh,
tall, blonde, models, long legs.
Yeah, but they didn't get the job, right?
Well, I walked in, and I said to the cast, I said, what am I doing here? I don't belong in this room. I don't look like these women, you know? I mean, she said, well, they all look like models, But you can do the copy. Take the copy, go in the bathroom, and don't come out until you have it memorized. So I did. I went in the bathroom. It was 30 seconds a copy, but I had a good memory. Came out. And in those days, they didn't tape you. They didn't tape you. The clients were 25 men, and they were all in the room.
So I hopped up on the table,
and I sat down like I was in the bathtub, and I did the commercial, and they hired me.
So you were, I guess, in the process of acting and what have you, you were a Playboy bunny.
I was.
Wow.
For like 2.5 years, I worked for Hugh Hefner in New York.
Wow.
New York, and then traveled all around the world and all around the country as he was in those days opening a lot of clubs.
London was big for that as well,
wasn't
it? London,
yes.
You did go to London.
London, and wow. He had a record company in Rio de Janeiro. I went there to promote that for him, and he was opening Great Gorge in New Jersey, Playboy Movie Theater, We Magazine.
Wow.
We had a basketball team. We had a softball. I was third base on the softball team. It was so much fun. Can you tell? I loved it. I was 18 years old.
18.
I was the youngest bunny. The day I had gone to the Playboy Club and I was still 17, and I was doing a lot of modeling, and I was shooting the covers of those romance.
Oh my!
You know, because I had like the big boobs and the red curly hair, so I was like the girl on the front of all those romance novels with the hunky guy and the clinch, and I made a lot of money doing that.
Sounds like a great job. Hunky guy in every shoot. That would be fun.
Wow.
So, and the trade shows. And they should come back when you're 18, and I did.
So how did General Hospital happen?
Well, I was on One Life to Live. Mm-hmm. I actually had auditioned for Ryan's Hope in New York. They were looking for somebody, and I was in the office just reading for the producer, and it was this long monologue, and I'm doing the monologue, and I'm crying my eyes out, and the tears are pouring down, and halfway through the monologue, his phone rings on his desk, and he answered the phone. I was mortified. I was like, well, so I go out to the street, and, you know, no cell phones in those days. This is a long time ago. I call my agent. I go, well, she says, how did it go? I said, I thought it was going well, but the phone rang in the middle of my big monologue and I was crying my eyes out and he answered the phone. She said, oh, he just called. That he answered because he'd seen enough. He's offering you the job. You got hired.
Love it.
But on that same exact day, I got an offer to work on One Life to Live. So, for the next day, just as an under five. You know, an under five, for people who don't know, it was like when you have five lines or less on a show.
Right.
So I was on One Life to Live the next day with Jameson Parker and Gerald Anthony were on. And I did it little on my under five, and they liked it. Somebody saw it at the network, and they liked it. And I was offered a contract on One Life to Live. So I said to my agent, what should I do? I had two offers in one day. And I was also supposed to audition for Saturday Night Fever. Was that the John Travolta one?
Yeah. Sure.
So I had the sides for that. I was supposed to audition for that for like the next day. But in those days, you know, because I was a beginner, they didn't give you a whole script. They just gave you like the scenes. And the scenes had all these F words in it and like bad cursing words.
Oh, it'd be great at that one then.
I said, oh, I can't audition for that. My dad would kill me if I was ever in a bad movie. I thought it was going to be like a funky movie because it had all that bad language. So I passed on that audition. And then Karen Lynn Gorney ended up doing
really?
My part to dance with John Travolta, yeah.
Sure.
So, but you see, it just goes to show when you're young, you don't know.
Wow.
So, but it worked out all right. I've had a good run. I took the One Life to Live job, and then I was on that 2.5 years, and then they offered me General Hospital. So I would say I actually had one good audition in my whole life, and the rest I just got offered stuff.
Four Emmy nominations,
that's
right?
That's like a dream career. Yeah. That doesn't happen anymore, does it? We're so used to it. In this town, Sid, like, you know, and I know all about the rejection and the lack of auditions and the not making it and the nearly making it, and I feel like I'm 40 years too late in a way.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not. You're sparkling.
There's some women that would die to look like you that are 20.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take that.
Of course you will. Now you had four Emmy nominations, correct?
Yeah, but I've never won one.
And your Soap Opera Digest Award?
Award, and I got a favorite Hollywood International Favorite Actress Award once, which was really nice because that was like people voted for me, which made me happy.
And you were the Excedrin spokeswoman, right?
Yes.
ICS
correspondent. A lot of, because of my nurse, you know, chief surgical nurse on General Hospital, Bobby Spencer, Brock Meyer Jones, Cassadine Almost, Jack Spencer. That's my character name, right?
Glad you remember that one.
I know, really. Well, because of the man. I remember all the actors.
After 40 years, yeah.
I bet.
I can't wait to hear about the stories over the years.
It was fun. So, yeah, so it's been a good run.
My God, how many actors can say that they got an acting job that lasted 40
years.
Is there anybody else on General Hospital that's had a long run?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked me that because Ken Schreiner, Leslie Charleston also, but Ken Schreiner and I are doing a 40-year tour, end of October. So we're going to be in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey.
Oh,
October. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget because I would love if any of you would live in that area, come see us.
I'm sure they will.
27th, 28th, and 29th. And then we'll be in Orlando, Florida on November 3rd.
So your most memorable episode of General Hospital, what would that be?
One? I couldn't choose one. That's like asking a mother to choose a favorite child.
Oh,
I could,
okay.
Cause you couldn't some parents choose a favorite can. Love interest.
That's true.
But I've worked with some. They've all been wonderful. I mean, the men that I've worked with on the show and my daughters and my family, my TV family. We get really attached because in soap operas, you know, you're breathing air and
so it's like your
kissing
family.
And sweating on each other and together, you know, so many hours a day. There's a lot of people say, what's the crossover factor? Huge.
There wow.
Is. Tell us, have you worked with any, give us some gossip tonight. Have you worked with anybody that you couldn't stand? Was there anybody that just rubbed you up the wrong way?
No, I've been pretty fortunate. You know, because of the, on a soap opera, sometimes we do 3 episodes a day, 300 pages a day. There's no time.
300 pages
Hang
a
on,
day.
Hang on, let's just, that
a
needs
day.
To sink
with
in.
No overtime. No overtime.
300 pages a day, Sid.
If it's 3 episodes. That's, and some days, sometimes it's only like 1 episode. It depends, you know, what.
Are there SAG rules or restrictions on how many pages you can do a day?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, just hours you work. So what's the most amount of pages that you've probably had to learn for one day?
Lately, it's not as many. When I was on like every day, 5 days a week, 50, 60.
Wow. Yeah.
My gosh. So you would learn a script the night before, let's say.
Yeah.
You would show up 6 a.m., 5 a.m., and they'd say, well, we rewrote everything. Here you go.
They don't rewrite everything, but they do revisions. And people will say, oh, can you make it up as you go along? Or can you improvise? And the answer to that is no. It needs to come in on time, you know, because it is
written
it is.
A certain way.
A certain way.
Not everybody can do soap operas because you have to be trained, so to speak. A special actor or actress has to do that as opposed to regular, you know, TV and film. Because you have to be able to memorize and learn in a heartbeat.
It's fast, right?
Very good short-term memory. You have to have really good short-term. I mean, if I'm driving in my car on the way home and you say, okay, run that scene again, my head's already in tomorrow's script. I'm already learning that one.
Wow.
You know, it's like you put them in and then you...
But that's because you've been doing it so many years. What about a newbie that comes onto set? Do you see that they struggle with their lines?
Most of the people that come on are pretty good. I think probably in the beginning it might take a little longer to learn them, you know, because you just got to get that muscle working. But we've been fortunate. Our people on our show are really good.
Did you ever feel that the public wasn't seeing the best you can do because it was so short, improvised, and rewritten? Did that ever give you any type of, not paranoia, but did you ever worry about that?
No. I know I haven't because, you know, over the years, I've had a little, like if I felt that I wanted to go in more in depth, I would just take a part in a play, go and do some theater, you know, because that's again a different muscle, a different way of working. And now I like that fly by the seat of your pants feeling. You know what I mean?
Hey,
it's
really?
Like being in rep. Yeah. It's like going to class and being in an improv class. You know what I mean? Where you just got to make it up because in a soap opera, it's shoot it, moving on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shoot it, moving
on.
How many
takes is that then?
It's exciting. Usually one. We usually get it in the first take.
One
get one rehearsal. We get a rehearsal. So we get a rehearsal for cameras and sound and everybody to do it, and then we shoot it.
So I understand now, listening to you, I can see that new actors coming in, normally it's an under 5. Most people come in an under 5, right? Now I get it. It's almost like you have to build up over years and experience to kind of get a big role just because of the speed and the amount of lines and words. Like you couldn't. Somebody new couldn't drag the whole production to be slower.
That's
time is money, right?
That's true, Liz. A person that is on a soap opera usually gets other soap operas because they know they're trained. The producers know that they can do it on one, so they get others that they can do as well.
So the newbies can only really get a few lines. That's it. One line, one word.
Depends on the person. Yeah,
depends on the person.
They're pretty good. We have some young people. They want young. Everybody wants young now. You know what I mean?
So what advice Jackie, would you give somebody that just came to town that's wanting to break into TV and film, commercials, everything? What advice would you give them?
Before you go in for your audition, learn your lines.
Learn
your lines. If you know your lines, you walk with confidence and you'll give a good performance because you feel really confident in what you're doing. If you walk in and you don't know your lines and it's like driving with a clutch on, you look like a fish, you're floundering around, you're never going to get the part because people can sense, you know, producers, directors, and any of us can sense when somebody speaks with confidence. We feel comfortable with them, right. You know they're going to deliver. You know?
Now I understand. I mean, if you go in for an audition and you've only got 2 pages, right? Most auditions, 2 or 3 pages. If you're not off book on 2 or 3 pages and you've had the script, what, one day or one evening before the audition, right,
mm-hmm.
Sid?
Mm-hmm.
The casting director's not going to have faith in you to learn 50 pages if you actually get a job, right?
Yeah,
of course.
Like
so now I can
off,
see.
I mean, I see how some of these auditions are. They want you off book.
Imagine. Have you ever been in an audition with somebody that's, I suppose you're not in the first ever auditions, but by the time, you know, somebody's been shortlisted and they're down to like the producer call or the network's meeting, are you called in for any of those stages?
Occasionally. Depends on what it is. Right now, I'm on General Hospital. I also work on The Bay. We're on Amazon. It's another soap. And then I'm on another one called Misguided, which is online. So I've kind of got a lot going on now. But Sid, who's my fabulous friend and agent, we're always looking, right? So, we'll see what's coming up.
I have to tell you, Jackie, when I met you, I was just in my office. I was just blown away. I mean, you are not only are you a great actress, but you're such a nice person.
Oh, thank
and
you.
You're
at you. I feel the same about you.
Well, thank you very much. You are something else. So if somebody does come to town and they're new and they're trying to get into acting, and what would you suggest? Get into a play maybe or get into just?
Yeah, because the casting people will go to see a play. You know, they'll go. If you got to let them know you're in it, but they will come. They like to
theater in this town. You know, because there's not a lot of theater. It's all London or New York, isn't it, where Broadway
right.
is. I feel like the casting directors do take actors very seriously when they're in this city and doing theater because they know it's so badly paid that those actors must be so serious
true
and professional
actors.
About their craft, right?
They're true
and
actors.
Now, they actually have these classes at SAG, like you get the email.
The
where they teach, because a lot of these auditions, you have to tape yourself and send the link in. A lot of places, they won't even let you show up. I'm old school. I like to show up, you know, go sit and read with a casting person and read with another actor who's seen. Now, sometimes they want you, there was one that you, Sid got me in, it was an audition, and it was for, I don't know, some film, and it was like, send in your own iPhone thing and click the, and I didn't know how to do it, so I went into the office.
The self-tape.
Yeah,
because everything's faster, isn't it?
It's
time is money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's maybe the way it's going to be is that there'll be more self-tapes than anything else.
I think there are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going that way.
It's going that way to make it
easier. And it's also a thing what I'm realizing now is a lot of it is followers. People get hired for jobs because they have more followers than someone else.
That's true.
On social media.
I've seen some of the big agencies like CAA are snapping up some of the girls on Instagram that have like 4 million followers.
That's right.
And they've never acted before in their life.
Because of the advertising. Yeah.
But if 4 million people will watch them, that's big.
That's unbelievable. So let me just ask you one question here, Jackie. Your daughter is trying to make it in the business.
Yes.
And Cassidy, and, how do you feel about that? Like, do you want to shelter her from the disappointments or, do you want to, how do you feel about your daughter getting into business?
You know, she's great. Whatever she wants to do is fine with me. Cassidy is
great name.
A good girl. Thank you. And she just got married recently. McLeod is her
cousin.
So Cassidy
McLeod?
McLeod. Doesn't that go together nicely?
I like that.
Yes.
That sounds like a stage name, doesn't it?
It does. She's beautiful, physically, but her heart and her spirit, you know what I mean? And whatever she wants to do that makes her happy makes me happy. She was a dancer. She trained, was a really great dancer, on point. And, we went to see Nutcracker. I took her to see Nutcracker when she was 5 years old.
Oh, my.
And she, you know, she's watching it, and she's watching the whole thing, and she said, Mommy, I'm gonna do that one day. I'm going to be in there. And sure enough, when she was 15, she auditioned, and she, you know, got the role in Nutcracker.
That's
so great. I was really proud of her. It just shows you can manifest whatever you want when you make up your mind mm-hmm. to do it.
So 40 years of working in the studio with that, doing that one character, Bobby.
Yeah.
Doing that one character over 7,000 episodes.
How many days a week is that? When's your time off?
Five days. Well, it used to be, you know, we worked like just 5 days a week all the time. We got Thanksgiving Day off and we got Christmas Day off. We worked Christmas Eve. We worked Friday after Thanksgiving. You know, we just didn't get time off.
Wow.
We got 2 weeks vacation and you requested ahead. And then after
just
you were there.
Just 2 weeks a year.
A long time. You know, after I was there like a long time, then I started getting 3 weeks and I got 4 weeks. But that took a very long time to get that because they'd have to pre-tape and post-tape. And those days I was on every day, 5 days a week. So if I was off for 2 weeks, they'd have to post-tape or pre-tape the show.
It's actually really hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not easy doing a soap opera.
It's fun.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Fun. 2 weeks a year off. I'm now thinking, poof.
But you're doing what you love. You're waking up in the morning and you have a place to go to work.
Yeah, it's not like work. It's like play.
It's like
you know, play. You love what you do. Same thing. You love what you do, too.
All right, listen, not to interrupt you, but I got to take a break here. Minerva, I'm sorry I didn't get you on the phone, but thank you so much for calling. And Jackie, don't move. Stay right here. And Liz, let's get ready for Sven Holmberg, who's coming up. And Jackie, thank you so very much for being here. You are fantastic.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to HelixSleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Hey, Newport Beach Plaza, 5-star assisted living is the best way to describe it. Located a half mile from the gorgeous Pacific Ocean and just around the corner from Hoag Hospital, ranked one of the top 10 hospitals in the greater LA area, according to U.S. News and World Report. What I'm here to report is that life at Newport Beach Plaza is active retirement living at its very best. They offer luxury apartment homes, beautiful, all freshly renovated, 4 private outdoor gardens, including an area for personal gardening. In addition to all of Leisure Care's signature programs, Newport Beach Plaza offers enriching experiences offered in including lectures in art, history, astronomy, music, health, and wellness. You want to nurture your inner Picasso or Rockwell? Well, be inspired by their regular visits to all the major museums and cultural and historical landmarks in Southern California. It's five-star luxury resort living within the context of an assisted living facility. Living better than ever at Newport Beach Plaza. Give them a call, 949-645-6833. That's 949-645-6833.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Saturday Night Live went into tonight's Emmy Awards with 22 nominations, and it has scored 4 wins so far. The show got 1 for Outstanding Variety Sketch Series. Alec Baldwin has won the Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his portrayal of President Trump on SNL. And Kate McKinnon of SNL has won the Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. SNL's Don Roy King also picked up the Emmy for directing in a variety series. The Emmy Awards for Outstanding Variety Talk Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series has gone to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. KABC SoCal weather, mostly clear this evening. Expect low clouds and fog overnight with lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Monday, sunny with highs from the lower to mid-70s at the beaches to around 80 inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-530-4721 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-530-4721 to take your call now. Call 1-800-530-4721. That's 1-800-530-4721. Again, 1-800-530-4721.
All right, we are back. Sid Levine, the Sid Levine Show, 790 KABC. And we are joined by one hell of an actor. Sven Holmberg's in the house.
Woo-hoo!
All right. So, Sven, how you doing?
Crap. I mean, honestly, I'm not good.
You're not good, huh?
No.
Okay, Sven, I understand you're kidding around here, so really, how you doing?
Not kidding around, man.
You feel like crap, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you coming down. I think that's great that you're here. And
yeah, I was on a boat like 2 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah. And people you know.
Are you happy to be here?
Well, I mean, it's a big day.
Okay.
Going to take some chances today.
So you took some chances today. Okay. So you kind of are kind of like in stuck in neutral here, and you don't know if you're happy to be here or to be with me. We're alive on the radio. Are you sure
it's
you?
It's a perfect place. Yeah, it's a perfect place to deal with something between you and me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what would that be?
Yeah. You want to talk about something? Should we talk about?
Yeah, let's do it live over the years. Let's do it.
Should we talk about Campo, Stu Campo? You want to talk about him in Vegas?
No, we don't want to talk about
that. Yeah, right.
Of
that. That's what I
we
thought.
Don't
That's
want
what
to
I
do
thought.
That,
you didn't
Sven.
Want to talk about
All right, Sven, why don't you just take it easy for a second here?
How far,
Hold on,
how far
Sven.
Should we go with this?
Hold on,
No, no,
Sven.
Seriously, man.
Let's
it's been
it
4 years.
Four years.
You know, it's like, I'm not going to have any trouble here. You right? Right? Is that right? Who are you looking at?
I'm really kind of...
What's going on, Sid? Because a minute ago, we've been broadcasted on Facebook Live, and Sven's been the happiest guy with
us. You tell me.
I know exactly
involved.
What I'm doing. I know
maybe you
should
get
talk
the hell
about
out of
organized
the
crime, Sid?
Maybe, no, well, look, we're not talking
you
about
look,
that.
We have witnesses right here. Look in the camera. Well, look in the camera and say, put it through.
Well,
and you
we
know
wanna,
who I'm
we
talking
don't
about.
Talk about.
Put it through,
a lot of things in your life. We don't want to talk about a lot of things in your life, which I could bring up, and it would be very, very bad.
What do I have to lose, buddy?
I think we should go to a break right now.
You
can
you say go ahead. Put
I'll tell
it
you
through.
What are you
put
six
it through,
three?
Man.
You six put three? It. All right, I tell you what. I'm 5'7". I'm going to throw you out of here, okay? And let's see. Maybe we're going to have some help here by Keith. What do you think?
Anybody listening to us right now should find the Levine Agency on Facebook, and you'll see how nice Sven was 5 minutes
ago.
Something
happened.
And then as soon as we went live, it's got a bit crazy.
We have Keith right here. Here's Keith right here. Keith, what do we do with this guy? We're
going to
get this guy. Come on.
Hey, Keith. Keith, I think we should throw to a break. Is it possible?
I'll take care of what he started 4 years ago, buddy.
All right.
Why don't you throw me out?
All right. Well, you know something? I've thrown you out before, so I guess I'll throw you out again.
Hey, Keith, is it possible to go to a break? Because
I got to tell you.
Oh, he's such an actor.
Sven is the king of punked. He's done over 50
well,
episodes
he got
of
me,
Scare
Sid.
Tactic, and he is the best. At punking people out.
Oh my goodness!
50 episodes
I was
of Scary.
I've punked? Been on the TV show Pumped. I was the one that got people. Sven, you literally had me going.
Good.
Such a good actor.
Yeah, the organized crime thing. You know, it's dirty money, right?
I have no idea.
I wish I had
what
dirty
are we
money.
About?
Marissa, how did you feel about that? Did he get you then too?
Yeah, Sven is an expert at doing this. Believe
Sid,
me.
Sid wanted me to do it. I thought it'd be great if he comes over the table and tackles me and the engineers, and then we're rolling around
do
on the
know,
floor.
Sven, so a few weeks ago, the first week we went live, we had so many callers coming in. They were all pretending they were really nice, right? And then when they came on air, one started crying because he'd been molested. The second one wanted to scream at Sid because he didn't use this other co-host and used me instead. So I'm kind of used to people wanting to really get one on us and maybe be abusive. So when you started, I was like, hang on a minute, this is like night and day. A minute ago, you're the nicest guy in the world. Now you just want to take Sid out.
I thought you were goofing at first. I was just waiting. But then when you stood up, I thought it was for real. I went, whoa, okay.
See? Isn't
so
he good?
Aggressive.
Jackie,
yeah,
isn't
that
he good?
Yeah, that was good.
I'm worn out.
It's for improv. It's almost like
get your heart beating a little bit.
Kind of fun, yeah.
Oh, no, that wasn't fun. Yeah, I'm worn out.
I should have tackled
him. I liked it.
We've done a lot of hidden camera shows, a lot of prank shows.
I've known Sven for 17 or 18 years. From New York, came out here from New York. This guy has an incredible background. He rode a motorcycle through Russia.
Wow, he used to live over there.
Used to live over there, Russia. Yeah. I mean, this guy's world traveled.
But I think when you're born in Alaska, you want to get out there. Isn't that true?
That's
how you're born,
right.
Sven, right?
You see a couple of moose and bears, and that's it.
Yeah, you're not. I guess afraid to go adventure. You know,
no, I think you could
growing
survive.
Up as an adventure.
You Sven
know,
is the most
my ex roommate got her grandma got killed by a moose.
Listen, being in a room with you is an adventure.
Sid wanted to do it. We did.
Oh God, blame me now. Here we go.
Sid,
another
can
one.
I?
Let's do another one now.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Hang on a minute, Sid. If you were party to that, if you knew all about that, obviously Sven is an actor for a living. That's how he makes his paychecks. But I was looking at you the whole time, Sid, thinking surely he's going to throw to a break here. You're a good actor as well.
Yeah, look at him go.
I'm very good when it comes to terror. Or when it comes to
dodgy people.
Getting my ass kicked. I'm really good at getting through it because I've been through a lot in 32 years. I once had a guy come to the office and he had just gotten out of jail and he was mad because I wouldn't bail him out. and he considered me like his second dad. I don't know why. I have no clue.
That's
so
me.
He came to the office, and he was this really tough guy. I'm talking really tough. And he was ready to beat me up. So I didn't know how to get out of it. So I faked that I was passing a kidney stone. And I screamed and yelled and fell off the chair.
How do you do that?
I went, oh my God, look what you've caused. And Patricia, my wife, ran into the office and said, I'm calling the police. Look what you've done to Sid. And I fell off the chair and I was screaming in pain and he did leave.
Oh, everybody's
so that
a
was
bunch
the only
of
way
axes.
To get out of it. But you talk about
that's
improv.
That's kind of brilliant, the kidney stones.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have had kidney stones, and they're not fun. Anyways, so Sven, let's talk about your career. So you came out here from New York. We met, and I want to tell you, this guy has never stopped working. He's one hell of an actor.
I've seen that. Call of Duty, Desperate Housewives, Days of Our Lives. Those are just some of the programs that I obviously... Oh, no,
we've
from.
Done a lot. It's just kind of guest stars on
Dukes
almost every
Hazzard,
single show.
Everything.
Dukes of Hazzard.
I mean, Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. Yeah. Oh,
I mean, Sven is fearless. He once had to go into an audition the next day and had to speak Chechnyan. And I said, here are the sides. Can you do it? And this guy pulled it off and booked. I'm talking about fearless. Some people would be afraid to just go... even consider doing it.
Well, there's so many Russians actually in this town that can
there
you
are.
Fake being Russian? So obviously, Sven, you could.
No, because I lived there for a long time in Russia. And so I speak, okay, kind of like maybe a retard guy in the Russian language. But I speak good. And I sound good. My voices get real mean if I want to get mean, right? So you can be so funny. So I found that niche. The Russian niche has been great. I mean, I went over.
Cause you're tall as well. You do look like a Russian when you walk in the room.
Yeah. I mean, and playing bad guys, it's always bad guys, you know.
Well, you played a bad guy here and I fell for it.
Down. That was good.
Did you really lose?
I did. I was about to go, come on, Keith, throw to a break, throw to a break. I was like in control
Keith
mode.
He was going to come in and throw.
Yeah.
Tackle you.
That's right.
I'd sit on you and that'd be it.
Hey, we're doing a couple prank shows right now and going in 2 weeks going down to New Orleans. Can't say exactly what it is, but.
When anything goes down, I want Sven in my corner and you sit the other side.
I'm telling you.
That's right. Are you going to fight? You going to fight?
I think you can do the fighting for me.
Hmm? Well, this could hold her own.
Most of my high heels, nobody would fight me once size of my stiletto.
She'd go full force. What'd you say about
a stiletto?
If I'm going out dangerously on the town, I'll have at least 5-inch stiletto.
5-inch stiletto? That's about what I have. All right. Sven, let me ask you. Let's talk about your career here. Yeah. Other
hey, this is fun. Where it goes, man.
All right,
it's your show, man. You're my brother.
Yes, we're brothers. Yeah. So Sven, here you are in Hollywood from New York, and you did soap operas in New York.
Yeah, that's where I started on camera, on like One Life to Live. I did a little bit, and All My Children, and
what do you prefer to do then?
I like to do big films, but. Of course. But I like prank shows. Prank shows are fun. They're exciting. It's adrenaline. It's improv.
Not everybody can do it because you have to know when to pull a plug because
to be safe.
Some people, they can have a heart attack.
Sure. I nearly did tonight.
It's like doing live theater too. I mean, it's just live. I mean, it goes wherever it's going to go, and it's
Sven,
not
how
stopping
do you know
like
when
train,
to pull a plug though?
Right? Yeah, like a soap.
I love doing improv because you just say yes to everything. Whatever the other person comes up with, you go yeah.
No.
No, well you don't. Well, I wouldn't say yes to you actually, Sven.
So Sven, how?
Oh, damn. That's not what I wanted to hear.
I meant like you were a bit threatening earlier.
Did you like that, Liz?
Do you know what? I was so loyal to you. I wanted to protect you, Sid. It's like I had your back.
Liz was going to take the bullet.
I'm not sure about that. I would have run out of the room and just made sure that we went off air.
Well, I'm leaving. That's it. Let Sid take the bullet. We'll get an ambulance. That's the best I'll do. So, Sven, when do you know? How do you know? Is it by instinct to pull the plug on something like that when you're pranking somebody?
You watch their eyes, make sure that they're safe. They start going to a different place. Then you just you pull the plug. But most of the time, I mean.
What was like the scariest one that you went too far, maybe, or somebody was like so freaked out that you got scared?
I was raising aliens in my garage.
As you do.
And my buddy Gabriel came out of one of the eggs. He's small. He came out of one of the eggs, and the one girl was gonna. She was losing. She tried to hit me with a caulking gun. It was on one of the shelves. And just fun. No, I mean I've been beat up. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6'3".
Yeah, you're pretty tall. Yeah. Do you ever do the Russian accent when you're doing a prank?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, waiting for the Russian mafia is really good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
Suitcase.
And gets people.
So you have most of those scare tactics you did in Henderson, was it, or outside of Vegas?
It was in Vegas, yeah.
So is it in Vegas, so you do the prank and then you go gambling, or go to the casinos and have some good
times? Sometimes,
time?
Yeah.
What a life.
That's why you brought up Vegas. It was right there.
Yeah, Sid and I have some dealings out there.
Yeah. Supposedly, we saw that.
I go and lose my money. That's my dealings.
I was taking some care of some business on the side.
Yeah, right.
It was like perfect, like the newlyweds game. Like
you were
that
trying
guy,
to get my money back gambling. Yeah. The newlywed game.
Remember? He used to go. He said he was a CIA op.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
He would go to like Finland for the newly. Remember that?
I do.
From the Gong Show?
Chuck Barris. Yeah, Chuck Barris said he was with the CIA.
And he was doing all sorts of things.
Well, I feel like, Sid, we know somebody that gave us a few stories along that line, too, recently.
What I want to say is, you know, next Sunday show, we're going to have Carrie Stevens, who is a playmate.
And love Carrie.
Liz is going to be on. And we're going to have a psychiatrist, Dr. Stephen Scapa. And we're going to talk about Hollywood con men and women. And
this town is full of them.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Mm. And what we've all encountered in Hollywood is just amazing. Some people are not great actors in front of the camera, but they are good when it comes to life.
With people. And I've only been here 6 years, and I swear I could fill a book of 500 pages.
I bet. And Jackie, you must have seen it all. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Of fans and what they'll do to get to you and all the crazy stuff, saying there's somebody they're not and waiting for you and, oh, my, you know, stalking and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had Kent a few weeks ago, didn't we, from Worldwide Protection, and he looks after a lot of us stars.
I tell you, one quick story about myself is that I usually leave my office and go to the bank at a certain time of the day, and I was walking to the bank, which is across the street, and this girl runs up to me, and she gives me her picture and resume, and I said, well, why are you doing this? And she goes, well, I have my car parked on the side street for the last 2 weeks, and I got to know your routine of when you go to the bank. And so I stopped and I just looked at her in the middle of the sidewalk of the street. And I said to her, you're stalking me? And she said, no, I wouldn't say that. And I said, turn around and go away from me because that's really scary. And I could go to the police about that. She was for 2 weeks.
Why didn't she try
watching everything you did?
Watching.
See, why didn't she go the normal route? Why didn't she just post it in or leave it with the front desk? I mean, you've got the best security of any building.
She wanted to have an, you know,
she wanted to see,
talk to me and put me on the spot like that.
But it backfired, didn't it?
Yeah. That was a little scary. I will say that when somebody knows your routine and what have you, I mean, you have to take precautions today.
Yeah, there was one that was, somebody was stalking Ellen DeGeneres in Malibu. You know, she's living in Malibu and I was living in Malibu. And they were after and they got the guy, it was a guy, and they had picked, and then my publicist at the time, who's also my dear friend, got a phone call and said, the guy had pictures of me too. And she said, well, did you lock the guy? And they go, no, we can't, he hasn't done anything.
Oh,
but he had pictures of Jackie. So just tell her to watch out when she goes home or goes up the, because I lived up a private road, you know, in a big house and a driveway. And it's like,
can't you sell him a calendar next time?
Living there, you know. Kind of scary. So there you go. I thought, well, if you could get to Ellen DeGeneres, he'd probably rather have her than me.
on the other side, I will say about
it. I bet he hasn't gone away. He's probably listening tonight.
He's probably listening tonight, and he's going to be at the station when you leave.
He won't find me. I don't live there anymore.
No. Well, at least he can find you socially
online. We'll protect
online.
You.
Okay,
we'll
thank
protect you.
You.
I have met some of the greatest people in Hollywood, though, and like the fans. I mean, build a website for you, do all these things where
you've got fans working for you, Sven. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they built a
They even built my website. Built one lady in, I think, Utah.
Yeah, Brooke
just
and
a
Angelica.
Huge fan and just did everything
for you.
Wow. And, you know, I said, you sure you want to do that? And she said, sure.
Well, any fans tonight, like if you can just contact the Facebook page for the Levine Agency and get in touch with us.
Interns, you know? Interns are always welcome, right?
So, Sven, let me ask you what I asked Jackie. What advice would you give somebody coming out here?
Love it. Love it first. I mean, I went to, you know, college drama school for it, and I never expected to make any money. And if you have that attitude where I'll do it for no money for my whole life, when you start making money, it's just a bonus. And that gets you through. Also, put around yourself, like, really good people. Like, choose an agent that is feels a little bit more like family than just all business, because these are long months, these are long years. You keep going, and to have good people around you. I'm a small town boy. It's
that's and you got a great
20
family.
Years. I do. I have the
your
best
dad
family.
And your mom are just fantastic people.
They sure
and
are.
And your brothers too.
They take
and everybody.
My kids out, and they teach them how to shoot a gun in the morning, and then take them to the church and hand out food to people who need it in the afternoon.
That's wonderful.
I mean.
That's
they give the shirt off their back.
And that is
good people.
And to have that support. And to have that
support. Yeah.
Now your kids, you have two kids if they want to
Lillian and Axel.
And they're, let me tell you something, these are special kids. They are really
I love
talented.
The names. What was it? Lillian and Axel.
Yeah.
Great names.
Yeah, they're sweet.
What would you want them to
if
get
they
in the
want,
business?
Only if they want to. I mean, we've kind of gone that way a little bit. I mean, just do what you love. Have fun doing it. Be kids. And if you really want to do it, then do it. Don't force your way into it. I mean, Axel, play basketball. You know, Michael Cooper's his coach right now, you know?
Oh, that's
like,
great.
And Lillian's playing guitar. She'll learn in songs every day. She plays in the jazz band. She does all these, I don't know, just be yourselves. If they want to get into it, they had agents, they had managers, but.
Well, I just want to say, and I mean this sincerely, that I've known Sven for a long, long time, my wife as well, Patricia. And Sven is a rare guy. This guy will give you the shirt off his back. He will stand up for you.
You want it, Sid? You want it?
Oh, no.
It's not smell so good, but you can have.
Well, I don't know if it'll fit me because you're a little skinny. Well, we can try if you want. I'm really going to look. I'm going to look like
look
family
good.
Guy. They wanted a cartoon guy.
We
can
go, go cruising chicks.
I talk like a Russian accent. You know. So actually, my grandfather's from Minsk.
Yeah, Minsk. I spent a month and a half there doing.
Did you really?
Doing a play for like 3,000 kids a day? Yeah.
Wow.
3,000.
3,000. Wow. 1,000 at a time. Yeah. I was playing the Grinch, and I would fight the Russian witch Baba Yaga. We do kung fu.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite job then? Was that it?
No, that wasn't my favorite job.
No, a movie probably. Right? You said you like film.
But my favorite is doing. I mean, Scare Tactics was my favorite. Wow. It was the most fun.
And people recognize you when you're down the street, or because it's in reruns and what have you. You do 50 episodes. And
we were the number one show on the network for years.
It's been over 7,000 episodes.
7,000?
I haven't even counted. It's at least that.
Holy smokes.
But
isn't that incredible?
Lucky.
Do you ever, Jackie, just come back to you quickly. Do you ever worry that you may get killed off one time on General Hospital? Because, I mean, you've been on 40 years, right? So after 3 years, did you think they're extending? I mean, how long are the contracts? Is it year by year or is
it
5 years?
I do not have a contract anymore. I'm recurring.
I don't think so they'll ever get rid of you.
Usually
it's your General Hospital, right?
Usually it's about 3 years and you're guaranteed so many shows a week. You could guarantee two or three shows.
It's different than it used to be. Yeah, it's different.
And it's
can I ask? So you were asking us advice we would give as an agent, because a lot of people say, "How do I get an agent? How do I, what's your advice to a young person who doesn't have an agent?
Don't stand outside and stalk.
No, don't run to me when I'm going to the bank. My advice would be to get into a play, to let people see you, to do short films and get that to the agent, and pick your agent specifically. So, because you're sized up by the agent on your resume, too. So, I can hear the music. We are done for this episode of The Sid Levine Show. I can't wait for next week. Next Sunday is going to be wilder than this one. Sven, thank you so much. Jackie, thank you so very much for being here. Liz, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And I just want to say to everybody, tune in next week. And I know the Emmys were on tonight, but I think we had more fun than the Emmys.
Oh, that's for sure.
All right, everybody. Sid Levine, The Sid Levine Show, 790 KABC. Oh, yeah.
This show furnished by Sid Levine.